Edison presents Hollywood Star Preview with Adolph Monju and introducing Don Taylor in Turnabout. It's preview night in Hollywood. It's preview night wherever you are. So that you may share in the discovery of tomorrow's stars today, each week Hollywood Star Preview presents a young artist in a leading role. And we ask a favorite star of today to introduce this star of tomorrow. In just a moment, Mr. Adolph Monju will tell you about the young star of tonight's drama. But first, for incredibly fast relief from the pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, try Anacin tablets. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients that give effective relief. If your doctor hasn't already introduced you to Anacin, try it yourself. On sale at any drugstore. For most effective relief, use only as directed. The name? Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. Tonight we are happy to have as our guest of honor an artist who has been appearing before the camera since the days when the cameraman turned a crank and the pictures couldn't talk. His career has combined the best in acting with the best in clothes, and he has told all about both in his recently published and very entertaining autobiography, It Took Nine Tailors. It couldn't be anyone else, Adolph Monju.
Thank you. I guess everyone knows there is no profession in the world so in and out as acting. You can be nobody today, the star tomorrow, and nobody the next day. In my book, It Took Nine Tailors, I recalled the day in 1913 when I arrived in New York to take Broadway by storm. I was 23 years old. In my pocket was a wad of old-style, 100-cent on the dollar, folding money. After 3 months, I had failed to convince any producer of my talent. It was then I discovered that when you are broke, you are about as popular as a wet dog in a parlor. Then one day, I heard they were looking for extras out at the old Vitagraph movie studios. In those days, you know, movies were not even mentioned by real theater people. But for me, acting was acting, whether it was for an audience or a camera, as long as I could eat the next day. So I took the job as an extra, and I've been in the movies ever since. The times have changed. The movies have become a highly organized business, and it's no longer possible to get a part just because you are the only applicant with a top hat and tails. Today, it really is news when a youngster breaks into pictures. And once he is in, he won't stay in unless he convinces everyone in his studio that he is a star. And he'll never convince them unless he convinces you, the audience. That's why I want you to meet the young actor I'm going to present to you tonight. His name is Don Taylor. I hope you have already seen him in the late Mark Hellinger's brilliant film, The Naked City. Everyone who has seen the picture remembers the fine performance given by this newcomer. For those of you who haven't, here is a chance to get a preview of his abilities. He takes the lead in tonight's drama entitled Turnabout. Sit back and enjoy the play. Then afterwards, we'll meet Don Taylor in person. It's curtain time. All ready? Good luck, Don.
In the vast snow-covered country of central Alaska is a small town called Laocoon. If you get on a dog sled in Laocoon and proceed generally north by east, approximately 48 hours later, you'll probably stumble across a government weather station. Inside, most any evening, letters are being written.
Dear Ellen, each passing day seems longer and longer since I've begun to know you through your letters. My vacation is only weeks away now, but I'm sure those weeks will take forever. It seems I know you now better than I've ever known anyone. And when we meet finally face to face, it will be a meeting of two people who understand each other.
Despite the remoteness of the cabin, you can reach it from Laocoon in less than an hour if you fly along with the supply plane, which makes the trip each week to drop food and equipment. The plane makes a landing only in case of emergency or when one of the men leaves to take his vacation. This moment has finally come for Shep Barclay.
What's keeping her?
Slow down, Shep. She'll be here.
Oh, my vacation started at 2 o'clock, and it's 5 after. 5 minutes gone from my precious 2 weeks.
Look, Shep, about Ellen. Remember, you've never met her.
Well, even if I've never met her face to face, I know what she's like. We've written all those letters to each other. We've even made arrangements to take our vacations together.
Just the same.
As a matter of fact, we're going to the dance tonight. Hey, listen. Here she comes.
Hey, Shep, when you see Vera, give her my love, will you?
Oh, sure will, while she's shaving me. Be a good boy, Bill.
Bad chance I'd have doing anything else here.
Hey, looks as if Hank's all alone.
Hiya, Shep.
Hiya. Where's your co-pilot?
Ellen's back in Laoken. Wasn't enough room in the plane with all the supplies I had to carry, and you too.
Oh.
Hop in.
Sure wish she was here.
Take it easy, boy. You'll get to see her.
Hank, do you think she's anxious to see me?
She's looking forward to it, I guess.
You guess? I haven't been writing to her and talking to her on the radio and telegraph for 3 months for nothing, you know.
She isn't exactly poisoned with the men in town, Chef.
Oh, didn't expect she would be. Girl as pretty as Ellen.
Well, I'd advise you to go slow at first with Ellen.
Don't you worry about me. I can handle myself.
Yeah? Okay, Chef.
Hello, Vera.
Chef Barkley.
Can a stranger get a shave in the shop?
Oh, you sure can, you handsome old lady killer. When'd you get in? How's Bill?
Bill's fine and sends his love. Just as beautiful as Bill thinks you are.
You've been gone a long time.
You always look good to me. Bill says to get your glad rags ready. Well, you haven't forgotten there's going to be a wedding when I go back and Bill comes in.
Glory be, I've been waiting 6 months for it. Sit down, I'll get started. Well, you met Ellen yet?
Nope.
Nice kid.
Oh, so I heard. Does the whole town know we've been having a romance by mail?
Oh, just about. You know, Shep, you're kind of rough and tumble.
Inside, gentle as a lamb.
Yeah, but it don't show. You see, letters are one thing, but really getting to know a person is...
Look, Vera, I know all about Ellen. I know the color of her hair, her favorite lipstick, and her ideas about weather station men in Alaska. We've covered everything.
Everything?
Sure, sure. We know all about each other. It's just that we've never met, that's all.
Okay. Twice over lightly?
Oh, even 3 times. I don't care. Just as long as Ellen likes it.
Yes?
I'm working my way through college, miss, conducting a survey on types of women and their reactions to strange men. May I come in?
The only strange man I know is Shep Barkley.
But we're not really strangers, are we? I've been waiting a long time for this. Come here.
You!
You know, you're much prettier than your pictures.
And you're pretty, too. Pretty fresh.
Just making up for lost time. After all, we've really known each other for 3 months.
I guess there's something in that.
Ready?
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, I wasn't going to kiss you again. I just want to know if you're ready to go to the dance.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, good. Let's go. You know, I've got only 2 weeks, and I want to have as much fun as I can.
I suppose you do.
Sure. You know, I've been warned about you.
Oh?
Oh, yeah. Everybody tells me... Treat her like a lady. She's got 1,000 men who love the ground... pardon me, the snow she walks on.
Well, they must have...
But I know the real Ellen, the one I write to on lonely nights.
Shall we go? You, said you were a good dancer. You are.
With my hand on that telegraph key, I cannot tell a lie.
You know, you're somehow different.
Different? Than what?
Than I expected.
Oh? Better?
Well, you seem more interested in just having fun. I thought from your letter...
Hiya, Mabel.
Hi, Shep.
I thought maybe you'd be more serious.
Ah, that Mabel. We had some swell times together last year.
Oh.
And you and I are going to have some swell times now. Hi there, Vi. Oh, that Vi.
You're pretty popular.
I get around. Enjoying yourself?
Well, I was just thinking...
This is only the beginning. Come on, let's dance.
Good night, Shep.
Well, aren't you going to invite me in? Are you going to leave me out here in the cold?
Well, it's late, Shep, and I'm rather tired.
Is something wrong? You've been kind of quiet all evening.
Well, nothing. Nothing, Shep.
I guess seeing me in person sort of upset you, huh?
A little.
Well, you are going to kiss me goodnight, aren't you?
Shep.
Yeah?
Good night, Shep.
Well, how do you like that?
Hello?
Ellen, it's Shep.
Oh, yes, Shep.
I got the day all planned. A fishing party.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shep. Some things came up. I'll have to spend the day in town.
Oh. Well, look, there's a good movie at the theater tonight.
Tonight, too.
Huh?
I gotta leave Hank tonight. His day off at the airport tower.
Oh, but you knew I'd be in town for 2 weeks. I thought you'd plan to take your vacation with me.
I know, but this came up. I'm sorry, Shep. Perhaps tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
Well, good morning, honey. How was your date with Alaska's gift to the fair sex?
I don't know, Vera.
Don't tell me you didn't have a good time at the dance.
Well, I was a little surprised with Shep.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
Somehow I expected him to be more like his letters.
Yeah. You gonna see him again?
He called me yesterday. I said I was busy.
Oh?
But I would like to see him again anyway.
Good for you. But look, honey, men have their pride, too. Why don't you talk to him?
I think I will. Yeah, I'll get in touch with him. Maybe we can have dinner together and talk it over.
Dinner was delicious, Shep.
Would you like some wine?
Yes. But the nearest wine's 500 miles away.
That's what I mean. Let's have another beer.
No, thanks. No. Shep, I wanted to talk things over.
Oh? What things?
Well, us, you and me. From your letters and in talking to you over the radio, I somehow got the idea you'd be different from the other men here.
Well, Ellen, I don't know how to explain it exactly, but I know I said some things in my letters that, well, gave you ideas.
And you didn't mean them.
No, that's not right. I did mean them, but...
But you don't mean them now.
Oh, no, I do mean them.
You certainly haven't acted like the man I expected to meet.
Well, it's this way, Ellen. I've been looking forward to this vacation for a long time. I came to town to have a good time with you. To cram as much fun into 2 weeks as I could.
Fun is more important to you than anything between us, is that it?
Oh, look, I like fun. Maybe my letters did lead you to expect something different, but
Maybe we just better forget there ever were any letters.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we'd better. Finish your coffee and I'll take you home.
Okay.
And you can relax. I won't try to kiss you again.
Don Taylor will return in just a moment in Act Two of Turnabout. The time when people appreciate Anacin tablets most is when they want quick relief from sudden pain of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia. At a time like that, you don't want to wait. You want quick relief. So if you ever suffer from the pains of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, for your own sake, get Anacin and keep it handy. For Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients prepared for your convenience in easy-to-take tablet form. Enjoy fast, effective relief. You can get Anacin at any drugstore. Remember the name Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. Now the second act of Turnabout, starring Don Taylor, who was introduced by Adolph Monju. Shep Barclay had looked forward to his 2 weeks' vacation from the weather station in Alaska for 6 long months. Ellen Miller, who flew the supply plane out from the town of Laoken, was going to help make his vacation a wonderful one. Both were disappointed. And now his vacation over, Shep is on his way back to the weather station for another six-month stretch. Hank is piloting the plane.
Too bad you didn't hit it off with Ellen, Shep.
Oh, well, those things happen.
Not that it's any of my business.
But... That's all right. I can't explain what happened exactly. I guess you were right, warning me she'd be expecting something special from my letters.
Well, how about you? Were you disappointed when you met her?
Disappointed?
Yeah.
No. Oh, it's just that I figured letters were one thing, and... I don't know. I just couldn't act like the letters.
Well, anyway, I'm going to miss her.
Miss her?
Didn't you know she's going home to the States? Fiancé or something.
She never mentioned it. Fiancé.
Well, maybe she didn't think it was important.
Yeah. I deserve it. The whole thing got mixed up.
Yeah, sure. Well, with Bill marrying Vera and staying in town, you'll be needing a new partner.
Yeah. Hank.
Uh-huh.
When's she leaving? Ellen, I mean.
End of the week.
End of the week. She going to keep on flying until then, I mean?
I guess so. Kind of wish you had it to do all over again.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'd act a little different. A lot different. Just the opposite.
Sorry, madam. This barbershop is for men. Oh, hello, honey. You busy?
Nah.
What's on your mind?
Shep.
Oh?
Vera, you think I was wrong?
Oh, it's up to you, honey.
Maybe I didn't look at it his way.
Well, forget it. It'll do him good. He's the cock of the walk anyway. It's time he learned a lesson. Hey, didn't you tell me something about an ex-fiance of yours coming up here?
Uh-huh.
Well, don't you worry about Shep. He'll make out okay.
Oh, it's not that. It's... Well, I feel as though I've missed the boat or something. As though we both did. Perhaps if I'd been more understanding, perhaps if I... It's too late now.
Well, that's it, Ellen. We're through. We can head back to Laoka now.
My last flight.
Kind of sorry you're leaving us.
I'm sorry too, Hank.
Barclay at weather station 12, calling supply plane 23. Barclay at weather station 12, calling supply plane 23.
And that ship. Take it, Ellen.
Do you get me, plane 23?
Supply plane 23 to Barclay. Come in. Come in, Barclay.
That's you, Ellen?
Well, yes, Shep. What is it?
Sorry to bother you, but I'm sick.
Well, what's the matter?
I don't know. Chills, fever. Can you bring a doctor?
Well, how about this weather? It looks pretty bad up here. Do you have a report?
Well, we'll have some snow, but not much. This is the tail end of a storm that's passing to the south.
Okay, we'll come on in. That's all, Barclay.
Listen, Ellen, I don't want you flying the plane alone in this weather.
All right, Hank, I'll stay with him. You get Doc Littlejohn and come back as soon as you can. Shep.
Hello? Ellen?
How do you feel? Oh,
pretty weak. Nice of you taking care of me.
Your face doesn't look flushed. Let me...
Hey.
I just want to touch your forehead, see if you have a fever.
Oh.
It feels normal.
Oh, no. I'm burning up. I heard about your fiancé, Ellen.
He's not my fiancé.
Yeah, but you're going back to the States to marry him.
Oh, I'm going back. I'm not sure about the marrying part.
Oh?
Well, I've decided to have some fun in life first.
Fun?
Well, after all, we only live once.
Oh, but Ellen...
You got anything hot to drink? I'm frozen.
On the stove. Coffee.
You know, I've been thinking about us. How I acted. I guess I expected too much. Here, you better have some hot coffee, too.
Ellen, those letters I wrote you and my messages on the telegraph... Oh, when I think of how I acted in Laoka...
Oh, forget it.
Look, Ellen, just one thing. I was wrong all the time.
I don't know, Shep. I sort of think I've lost my perspective.
Oh, you see, I wasn't really myself.
But things look different when you stop to think.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were different. I lost my perspective.
Well, you were perfectly right. I didn't know how to relax. I didn't know how to have a good time.
No, you were right. I was the one... Oh, that's the report from the central station in Laoken. They say
I
that...
can take Morse code, you know. They say the storm was first reported as heavy. You said
Elle,
that.
I
you
know.
Expected we'd be snowed in. You wanted me to be stranded
here.
Ellen,
you. Listen.
You planned this all the time.
No, Ellen,
lie
no.
down and get under the covers. You want to get pneumonia?
No, Ellen,
you
I...
You stay in bed. You may be a heel, but you're still a sick heel.
Listen, you're right about me. Absolutely right. I am a heel.
For once, I agree with you.
Oh, Ellen, I admit...
I don't think there's anything you can say I'd like to hear.
But I...
Isn't it enough I have to stay in the same cabin with you? This storm may take all night.
Well, we can use that white line if you like.
That what?
Well, that white line drawn down the center of the cabin. Bill and I get on each other's nerves every once in a while. We painted that white line on the floor. One half of the cabin is mine and the other half is Bill's.
Well, I'm sure Bill won't mind if I use his side. You just keep quiet and stay on yours.
Okay. Okay.
Hello, Station 12. Hello, Station 12. This is Hank in Supply Plane 23. Do you receive me, Station 12?
We get you, Hank. What's up?
I'm halfway out from town. The storm is clearing. I ought to be there in about a half an hour.
Good. Do you have the doctor with you?
Yeah. Doc Littlejohn sitting right here beside me. Hey, how's Shep?
He'll live. I'll be looking for you.
Well, I'm glad this storm's clearing. You'll be able to get back to town.
I'd appreciate it if you'd do me the courtesy of keeping your thoughts to yourself.
Okay. I know this sounds a little lame now, but it's the truth.
Look, I'll only be here a little while longer. I'm sure you can manage to keep from talking to me. Try hard.
I'm not talking to you.
What do you call it?
I'm just reading a letter I wrote. I want to hear how it sounds.
Oh?
If it disturbs you...
Oh, no.
Thank you. I guess I'm just one of those guys who can express himself in writing, but makes a mess of things otherwise. Living alone, a man gets time to think. He gets a chance to weigh things, figure out what's important. It's true I tricked you about the storm, but not for any other reason than to give myself a last chance to tell you what I really feel. The truth...
Give me that.
What?
That letter, let me have it.
No!
It's addressed to me, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
Well, then, let me have it. The truth is, I really want the girl I found in your letters. I need her. And I want to be the guy you saw, too. Maybe I don't deserve you after the way I made a mess of things on my vacation. Maybe I could never say it decently, but I'm trying to say it in this letter so you'll understand. Ellen, darling... I love you.
Ellen,
darling, I thought you'd never say it.
I guess I had to write a letter to do it right.
Oh, Shep, darling.
There's just one thing, Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sick. That was a trick, too.
I know it.
Huh?
Oh, I knew it the minute I walked in here and felt you for it.
Well, then why?
I was waiting, hoping. I was hoping and praying you did it because you love me.
Ellen, Doc Littlejohn, he's coming with Hank. Well, there's no need.
Isn't there?
No, I'm not sick.
You need him worse than ever before.
I do?
Certainly. We both do. Didn't you know Doc Littlejohn's also Justice of the Peace?
And Alf Manju and Don Taylor will be back in just a moment. Do you ever suffer heartburn from acid indigestion? New Bisodol Mints, medically proven, quickly rid stomach of that blown-up feeling anywhere, anytime. Bisodol Mints give longer-lasting relief than baking soda. Help prevent immediate return of the trouble, soothe irritated stomach lining. Bisodol Mints let you sleep when acid indigestion strikes at night. Their refreshing, minty flavor sweetens mouth and stomach. Carry new Bisodol Mints for fast relief from acid indigestion anywhere, anytime. Now, here again is Adolph Manju.
That was splendid, Don, splendid. Now, don't go away. We want you to take a curtain call. Ladies and gentlemen, Don Taylor.
Thank you.
Don, I haven't had a chance to tell you how much I enjoyed your picture, The Naked City.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Manju. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, certainly had a lot of fun making it. You know, I like the technique of filming a picture in the actual locale, especially when the story takes place in New York.
That's where the movies were born, Don. But we used to have trouble with the unpredictable weather. I remember an early silent picture I was working on. One fine, clear day, the whole company went out to Long Island on location. By the time we got there, a gale was whipping in off the ocean, blowing everything all over the set.
Did they call off shooting for the day?
Oh, no, Don. Those were the days of quick improvisation. The director said, forget the wind, we'll shoot the scene anyway, and put in a caption reading, that day there was a storm at sea.
That's quick thinking.
Yes, but when the picture came out, the audiences read that subtitle and thought it was a part of the plot. They kept waiting for a shipwreck or something, but that was the last time the wind was ever seen or mentioned.
Well, you know, the movies are still having trouble on location. I remember in The Naked City, they were trying to get a shot of me boarding a subway train with a few extras around to make it look like the rush hour. Well, we did the scene a couple of times, then the director asked for one more take, but he should have looked at his watch. Just as the train arrived, hundreds of people started swarming into the station.
You mean by this time it really was the rush hour?
It was such a rush hour that the 12 extras and I got pushed on the train and weren't seen again for 20 minutes. We fought our way out at the next stop and took a taxi back.
Well, at least you got a realistic shot for the picture. You've made a good start, Don. We all wish you lots of luck in your career.
Thank you, Mr. Manju. And thanks very much for coming down to introduce me tonight.
It was a pleasure, Don. Good night.
Good night.
Hollywood Star Preview has been brought to you by the makers of Anacin, the remarkable tablets that bring incredibly fast and effective relief from the pain of headaches, neuritis, and neuralgia. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anacin tablets from their own dentist or physician. Perhaps you, too, have been introduced to Anacin this way. Then you know how effective Anacin is. If not, try it yourself whenever you want incredibly fast relief from the pains of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia. You'll be delighted with the results. For most effective relief, use only as directed. Just ask for Anacin at any drugstore. It's spelled A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin. Adolph Manju can currently be seen in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer release of Frank Capra's State of the Union, starring Spencer Tracy, Katharine Hepburn, and Van Johnson. Don Taylor is currently working in the Universal International picture Washington Girl, in which he co-stars with Deanna Durbin and Edmund O'Brien. Tonight's script was written by Mervyn Gerard and Celia Glester. In our cast were Betty Lou Gerson as Ellen, Robert North, B. Benaderet, and Donald Curtis. Music was composed and directed by Bernard Katz. Be with us next week at the same time when a star of today, Walter Pidgeon, will introduce a star of tomorrow, Marcia Van Dyke, in another Hollywood Star Preview original. In following weeks, such stars as Charles Laughton, Clifton Webb, David Niven, and Rex Harrison will visit Hollywood Star Preview to introduce new stars of tomorrow. This is Ken Peters speaking. Good night.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.